Okay, we are on Shvius Daf Ches. Shvius Daf Ches, the eighth daf here in Masechta Shvius. And we started the second parak last time. And we're up to the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak. So we know these first two prakim, Ad Emasai. So Ad Emasai we had in the beginning of the Masechta. Ad Emasai, when do you have to plow a stay Elon in Erev Shvius? A field of trees, that's what we said, Machloket Hashem and Beis Hillel, similar times that we said basically until Shavuos. Krovim Divrei Elu, Lios Kedivrei Elu. They was close, similar times, but Beis Shammai did give a personal time, a subjective time, as long as it's good for the fruit. And Beis Hillel says, only until, or a question we had, whether it's a Chumra or a Kula, as the Gemara said earlier, until Shavuos. That was Beis Hillel. And here we have, when is it Mutter to be Choreis de Halavan? A white field, which we said either is because it's no, there's no shade, and that's why it's called white, or we said another pshat, which we didn't mention last time, and that is when the grain starts growing, it's kind of a whitish color, and that's why it's called white. But either way, it means like a grain field, a vegetable field, not a field with trees. So what is the shear for that? So also we have a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether it is a subjective time, as long as there's moisture in the ground still, which then the plowing would benefit the present fruit, the 60-year fruit, or is it a objective time, and that is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, stay Elavon until Pesach, and stay Elon until Shavuos. Also interesting, as we have said, that the Mishnah Dafka, these Mishnahis talk about Ad Emasai Charshin. Ad Emasai Charshin, the Harisha, the plowing. Out of all the things that you could have said, Harisha is not 100% clear. Machlokes we've shown him, which we've touched on already, and maybe we'll touch on again, whether Harisha itself is Daraisa or Darabanan in Shemitah. We mentioned there's only four activities that are mentioned explicitly by the Torah. Zeriya, Zemira, Kitsira, and Bitsira. Only those four are mentioned, so only those four are Daraisa for sure, right? All the other ones, as we'll see, toldos of Shvius are Darabanan, right? Unlike the toldos, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Beis in the Bavli, toldos of other areas, like toldos of Tumah and toldos of Shabbos and toldos of Nezikin are all Daraisa, and the differences are, right, the Gemara there talks about whether Toldosin, Kayotze Behen, or Lav Kayotze Behen. The Gemara says the difference by Shabbos is Karban, but they're both Daraisa. While Shvius, no, they're Toldos are Durabanan. But interestingly, the activity that the Mishnayos here talk about is Harisha. Harisha itself is a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Tanoim, maybe, and a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it is included in the Shemitah prohibited activities. The Rambam, if you remember, gives different impressions. Sounds like it is Daraisa. The Rambam, the beginning of the Shemitah of Yovel, in Perek Aleph, talks about the Isurim. The Rambam first says, Eino lokim in Torah ela ala zriya o ala zemira ala katsira ala basira. Vechad kerem vechad shari lanos. As we said, it does not mention it there. So if you just read the Rambam, it sounds like it's not included. And then he quotes, Zmir bechlal zeria, betzir bechlal ketzira, v'lapir tenakasev. Shalom al-chashal shei toldos elu bilvadhu shechayev. Al-shara toldos, shabavot ha-saharetz, im shar ha-avos. Shalom is parshu be'inyin zeh, eino loka aleihem. All the other toldos, with the other avos that are not mentioned. Very unclear phrase, but that means, you don't get malchus. Malchus, malchus, vartus. Ketzad, and then the first example he gives is choresh. Okay, right, so this gives the impression that it's durabanan. HaChoresh or HaChofer L'Tzorach HaKarka or HaMesaka L'Mezavel, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem today, that's all Makas Mardus. So again, that's the impression that one gets, even though, again, if you read this our Mishnayos, that's exactly the example that is given as the activity of what's usher up until Shvius or before Shvius. Okay, so let's now get back to the Gemara. So Ademasai Harsha Vechulu. So Mantana Lecha Rabbi Meirhi. Who is the one in the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to plow the white field until the moisture is no longer in the ground? That's Rabbi Meir. Because why? Because Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. That's what we assume. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra, Stam Sifri, all the anonymous Tanaitic sources, who are they following? You remember that line at the end of, I think it's Sanhedrin Daf Pevav or so? V'kulu alivu Rabbi Akiva. All the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, all the Stam Mishnah, Stam Brisa, Stam Tosefta, are all within the world of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the source of all of Torah Shebal Peh, which is amazing in that he after what he went through and he restarted, right? So that is something that is very special. Sorry, Erevin. So who is the Gemara like? So as we're going to get to the Stam Mishnah, the second day in the Mishnah has the Shita of is Rabbi Shimon Shita, but the Tanakama, which is a Stam, is Rabbi Meir. As the Mara Folda says here, to Stam Masnison Rabbi Meir. So they ask the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Kibbe Shammai, Rabbi Shimon Kibbe Hillel. Well, first we say that as a statement, then we're going to ask. So according to this, we have a machlokas in the first Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. We have a machlokas in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. In each one, there is an opinion that gives a shear that is more situational, right? A shear of as long as it's good for the fruit, or as long as the water's there. And then the second opinion gives an objective shear, that is Shavuos or Pesach. Right? So if you line up the shitos, Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, which gives a situational shear, goes like Beishamai in the previous Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon, who gives a set shear, goes like Beis Hillel. So that's what it sounds like we're lining up. So is that really true? Rabbi Meir can Beishamai, Rabbi Shimon can Beis Hillel? Can we say like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir is like Beishamai? We'd rather not say that, right? Even though sometimes we don't always passing like Rabbi Meir, right? But still, we'd rather not line Rabbi Meir up with Beishamai, which is the rejected shita, as we know, based on the Baskol. Right? The Gemara talks about in the Erevin Daf Yud Gimel about Rabbi Meir. The Gemara Amar Ravacha Bar Chanina Galui V'Yadua. It's the Erevin Yud Gimel on the base of the Bavli. Ravacha Bar Chanina says Galui V'Yadua Levnei Mishamar V'Haya Olam. It's revealed in front of Hashem. She'ein Bidoro Shol Rabbi Meir Kamoso. There's nobody like Rabbi Meir in his whole generation. Rabbi Meir is different and on a different status. So if he's the greatest rabbi of the generations, why isn't the halacha like him? Because he was so advanced. He was so advanced and so smart that his talmidim couldn't figure out his svara. So if you have a svara, that they didn't understand this psak sometimes. He'll say something about something that's tame, he'll say it's tahar. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Al tame tahar mara lo panim. Al tahar tame mara lo panim. He'll give svaras of it this way and svaras that way, and the tamei would be like, what? They wouldn't know. Tame tahar, this, that. So he was too far. He was too far advanced, and that's why the halacha doesn't always go like Rabbi Meir. Tana, lo Rabbi Meir shmo, ela Rabbi Nehorai shmo. The Gemara there continues, even says maybe his real name is Rabbi Nehorai, not Rabbi Meir. Follow me to Kosho, Rabbi Meir, shehu Meir einei chachamim bahalacha. He would used to light up, even though sometimes it was confusing for them, right? He used to light up the eyes of the rabbis in halacha. And then the Gemara adds, V'lo Naharai Shmo, maybe even Rabbi Meir's real name wasn't alright, Ela Rabbi Nechemya Shmo, well, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, maybe it's the same, right? It's all different opinions about who this shita was. And then the Gemara says one line later, Amar Rabbi, Hai D'machadadin of Mechavroi. Rabbi says, that which I have the schus of being a little sharper than my colleagues, to chazise le Rabbi Meir me'achore. I saw Rabbi Meir from his back, right? From the back, Rashi, shalamati lefanav yashavti b'shur shal achrav. Depending on, you know, how senior you are in the shir, depended on your seat. So the I saw him. V'ilu chazisi mikamei, havim echadad ha'tzvei. If I'd seen in front of him, if I sat in front of him, I would have gotten even more. I heard a story that the Kleiserberger Rebbe, I think, told the story to his father, the Kleiserberger Rebbe's father, I think, told the story when the Kleiserberger Rebbe was a small boy. He was sitting on his father, he was talking to his father, and his father said, I'm mekana you. His father said, I'm mekana you. I think I got the people right. He says, why are you mekana me? You know, you're a gadol and you're a admor and you have all the everything. So what do you have? I'm a little boy. You have everything. He says no. But I saw the Sanza Rebbe. I saw the Divrei Chaim. He says, okay. So why did you become to me? You saw the Divrei Chaim and I didn't see the Divrei Chaim. He says I saw the Divrei Chaim and look what I am. He says, you're not going to have that tviya. You never saw the Divrei Chaim. Says, I saw the Divrei Chaim. You know what's expected of me because I saw the Divrei Chaim. Says, you never saw the Divrei Chaim. Rabbi says, I saw Rabbi Meir. I saw Rabbi Meir. So look at the hashpa that Rabbi Meir had you know, that Rebbe Meir had on him. Again, that's the, you know, when we're around great people, it's a mischayev. It's a mischayev. Okay, so we don't always pass it like Rebbe Meir, as the Gemara just says, but the Gemara still asks, we don't want him to be lined up with Bejamai. So, back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Don't line up Rebbe Meir with Beis Shammai. Oh, but what's the machlokas then in our Mishnah? Again, what's the machlokas in our Mishnah? Rebbe Meir gives a situational shear for how long you could plow a white field Erev Shvius, right, as long as there's moisture in the ground. And Rebbe Shimon says, no, Shvuas, that's the time. So Rebbe Meir, Kemishna Harishona, Rebbe Shimon, Kemishna Achrona. Maybe Rebbe Meir is like Mishnah Rishona. What's the Mishnah Rishona? So what the how the Maraful then, or we'll go with Reb Chaim Kanievsky's shot of this line. Mishnah Rishona basically means that the Isra of Tosefes is Daraisa, and if the Isra of Tosefes is Daraisa, based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, based on Psukim as we saw Becharish Vakatzir, so it's Daraisa, and therefore since it's Daraisa, you have to be Machmir and not take any chances, and therefore it could be what he can't just say Shvuas. Because sometimes there'll be moisture in the ground, you know, and it'll be dried up even before Shavuos, and then you won't be able to plow the field even at a time before Shavuos. So you can't give an objective time period because you want to make sure that you're not being mako. It's a din daraisa tosefes. So like the Mishnah Rishona, see the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, delo svir shashana Rebbe la iser tosefes, delo svir leisha Rebbe Gamliel ubeis dido hitir lachrosh ad rosh hashana by time mishum to tosefes shvias daraisa. Right, best chachamim can't be kovei azman until Pesach. Achar shepamim aser kfar kolma Pesach min haTorah b'shekfar kol sahalecha. Right, and therefore there can't be any objective shiurim given, and therefore he says Kamishna Rishona. Maybe I. What about Rabbi Beis Hillel in the first Mishnah? Beis Hillel says until Pesach. So maybe by those kind of fields, it's already for sure done. It's already for sure done then. And therefore, he would agree then. But Rebbe Meir is not connected to Beis Shammai. So Rebbe Meir holds like Mr. Rishona that it didn't daraisa. Rebbe Shimon, Kimishta Achrona, Rebbe Shimon holds that Tosef HaShvius is Durabanan. And because it's Durabanan, you can be Kovei Azman. The Chachamim can be Kovei Azman whenever they decide, because the whole Isser is Durabanan. So they can be Kovei Azman of when the Isser stays. As we, again, referring back to the machlokas we had at the beginning, the discussion at the beginning of Daf Aleph and Daf Beis about the source of Tosef HaShvius. So the Gemara says, it's still a problem. So Meir is basically law libet de hilchasa. We'd rather, again, we just said that we don't always pass it like Rebbe Meir, but once we're lining up shitas in the Mishnayos, so we'd rather have, if we could paskin stam mishnah Rebbe Meir, so we'd rather paskin have Rebbe Meir following. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, a third idea. Rebbe Meir is not like Beis Shammai, Rebbe Meir is not like Mishnah Rishona. Ella, Rebbe Meir, Shanya Machlokes. Rebbe Meir assumes that there is a Machlokes in our Mishnah. There is a Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and he just formulates Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Shammai is the one that goes by situational, right? Like it says in the first Mishnah, as long as it helps the sixth-year fruit here until Tichla Harecha. So there is a Machlokes. So Rebbe Meir is suggesting Beis Shammai Shita, but really, he would follow Beis Hillel's. Rabbi Shimon Shanya b'kedivrei Yakol. Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says there's no machlokas here. Everybody agrees. Even Beis Shammai would agree in this case that it goes until Shavuos. So either way, the Gemara works out how Rabbi Meir is not following Beis Shammai's shita. Good. So that's a machlokas in our Mishnah. Again, whether you have an objective shear or not, the Rambam paskins like the objective shear, stay alive, like Rabbi Shimon, stay alive on Pesach, and stay Elon ad Shavuos, until Atzeres. Good. Haviman Tana Aremas Eicharshin stay. We're going to switch the gears. Ha Elon Erev Shvius Rabbi Meir. So again, question exactly how to understand this line. We'll go with the Maharafulda's shot of this line. Again, when the Mishnah says that you could plow in the state Elon, in the field of trees, like the first parak, Erev Shvius, who is that Rabbi Meir? What does that mean? Explains the Maharafulda. According to Rabbi Meir, in both Mishnayos, Beis Shammai holds situational zmanim, and Beis Hillel holds a set zman. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. both explaining that based on what we just said. Have you mind, there shouldn't be like a two dots there. Just it's explaining based on the previous line. Rebbe Meir holds this machloket b'Shammai and b'Hillel on both mishnayos, and b'Shammai holds the situational time, and b'Hillel holds the set time, and he would hold like b'Hillel. From Rebbe Shimon, divrei hakol ad atzeres. Rebbe Shimon would say no, in both mishnayos there's no machloket. Rabbi Shimon views, all agree that there is a set time. That's Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon says here, Nasata Torah's Kalechad Echad Biyado, he's not only commenting on this Mishnah, he's commenting on the previous Mishnah. Right? Not only, oh, everybody's going to say, my field's still moist, my field's not moist. My field is still good for the 6 year fruit, my field's not. No, there's Rabbi Shimon's Taina is that you can't have such a shear at all, and therefore, even the previous Mishnah, there is no machlokas. You see, the Marafolda says exactly what I just said. Shani machlokas, stay love and nami be machlokas shnuya. Kamosha pligi be stay ilo, nachanabi pligi be stay love and that's Rabbi Meir. Right, and Rabbi Shimon says on the third white line, Rabbi Shimon Omer de modem be shamai bein linyus on the bein isteilan bein linyus stay love on lo osan shnei zman. Right, he doesn't stop it. Good. Called by Shri Adam Kharshin Mechulu. Says the, but back to the first opinion that's mentioned in our Mishnah. Our Mimeir says it's Beshamai Shita, as long as there's moisture, as long as people are still planting. People are still planting the melons and the gourds, the mikshos and the midlos. So the Mishnah says, Lo sof davar, the Gemara says, Lo sof davar, kishayesh lo miksho mudzla. And this doesn't mean that you have to have gourds and melons. Even if you yourself personally don't have any gourds and melons, which you're going to be planting, Ela afilu will add an ein lo, even if he personally doesn't have any. As long as people out there are planting the mikshos and diluin, it doesn't have to be that you personally, as long as the ground is still suitable for mikshos and diluin, so that is good enough to be able to plow the field during that time. So again, it doesn't go by me, it goes by people. Right? So it's an objective shear. The objective shear is the ground suitable. There are other halachas. This isn't exactly the same, but there are other halachos in terms of the status of other people affecting me, or the activities of one person affecting me. Here it's not really that. Here it's kind of like just like, is the ground suitable? And therefore, even if you don't have, of course, other people are going to plant, so it's okay. But sometimes you have that one person's actions could affect other people. Not only in the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh, but it's an interesting halacha of the Azayim Latar of Saratskin points out, and that is Oso ve'es bino lo sishchatu biyom echad. You can't shecht a mother and her offspring on the same day, right? A mother sheep and a baby sheep and an offspring. You can't shecht them on the same day. Oso ve'es bino lo sishchatu biyom echad. So if Saratskin takes this halacha and teaches us a Yisod Gadol in life about this halacha, you would think, what is a person shechts on one side of the world, a mother, and then all of a sudden on the other side of the world, my actions are limited based on what somebody on the other side of the world did? What does that have to do? What does he have to do with me? What does he have to do with me? Umei says the Rav Saratskin. Umei Hashem ha'isa sarazu niflesi be'enenu she'ish echad mi'bnei Yisrael asa davar hamutter behechlet. Somebody shechts an animal. Shachat para v'yakal ha'eda hutal de iser lishchot ba'osu ha'yom es b'da, and the whole klal Yisrael is affected by my shechita. And if I shecht, I'm going to get malchus, because so and so shechted an animal on the other side of the world. What does my shechting have to do with the other guy? I'm doing my own thing. I don't even know the other person. That's his lashon. Every yachid is connected to the klal. Bein haprat el haklal ulahefech. Shaychus kazos she'enena b'shar ha'umos. La'am ha'torah. Shekiba ha'atzmo et ha'tafkin lios more lagayim. Neshama achas. Klalus l'chol Yisrael. Rak ha'gufim nifradim. Our bodies are different, but our neshamas are connected. Mikan shebnei Yisrael ha'revim zeh lazeh. Klapi shmaya. Mikan ha'netia b'umos ha'olam l'galgal. B'chulet, it continues. That's oso b'espino. So one person's actions affects the entire nation. So again, this is not exactly the same. This is one person's field affects others, or it's just a shear in the fields, but it's an important Azayim Torah to be aware of in any case. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Nasata Torah's kolechad ve'echad biyado. So Rabbi Shimon, remember the Mishnah said, how could you have the shear abaya if the ground is still moist? How do you objectify that? It's able to be taken advantage of. Zeh omer kulach lecha shali, v'zeh omer lo kala lecha shali. Sounds like zeh omer kula shali, zeh omer kula shali, first Mishnah b'Metzia. No. One says, kala lecha shali, my moisture has finished, my moisture hasn't finished. So you can't have shiurim like that. Right? We're always nervous about nasata d'vrech l'shiurim. We don't want to have different toros. As the Chazal say, Shelo Yasu Kishte Toros. Right, and that's what he's worried about here. You can't just have personal shiurim. Right, this is the basis also for the mitzvah of Lo Sasur. Shelo Yasu Kishte Toros. We know there's a mitzvah Asasei, according to the most Rishonim, mitzvah Asasei Daraisa, and mitzvah Lo Sasei Daraisa. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, on the mitzvah Lo Sasei, mitzvah Tov Tzadi Vav, mitzvah 496 in Parsha Shoftim, or you might think Shoftim is all the way at the end of the Torah, and you only have to 496 because Kisetzi has 74, so it's a lot coming. Re'ei Shoftim Kisetzi has the most mitzvahs in three parshias together. So the Chinuch says there's an iser of losasser. Shinim nanu milachlo galbali akabala aleiha mashalom. We are commanded not to argue on the baalei kabbalah, the baalei hamasora. Umilashanos es devrehem velotzeis mi mitzvasam mechol inyani haTorah. To veer from their instructions. As the Pasuk says, they tell us how to make tefillin, and they tell us how to bench, and they tell us, you know, all the activities that the Chazal tell us. And then he goes into, we all think differently. Nobody thinks the same way. You ever talk to, right, they say the dog, two Jews, three opinions. Right, everybody has their own opinion. V'yodeya adon akol baruchu. She'ilu tia kavanas k'suvi atar misur abiyat kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam ish kefi sichlo. If every Jew would be able to interpret the Torah based on his own seichel, yifarish kol echad mehem divrei haTorah kefi svaraso. Everybody would interpret the Torah based on their own understanding. V'yarbe hamachlokes v'yisrael b'mashmoz ha'mitzvahs. And there'll be such machlokes. What a tefillin look like, and how to do this, and how to eat matzah. The teyasa Torah, kekama toros, right? Like Reb Shimon expresses here, and the Torah will be like many toros. Ukinin ken shakasaptia, like I wrote earlier. Alkein alokeinu shehu adon kol hachachmas, right? Hashem, who is the master of wisdoms. Hishlim Torah seinu Torah emes ima mitzvah hazos. Through this mitzvah, it's supposed to keep us together. But to keep us together and not splinter. And this is the chinuch now. The Rambam, I don't think mentions this in Hilchos Mamrim, in the first parak. The chinuch says, and this mitzvah applies midaraisa, it sounds like, to every generation. Lo Sasser applies not only to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who makes rules, but then he adds, ubechol dar vadar. Gamkein shenishma elachachamim hanimsoyim shekiblu divrehem v'shasu mayim misifrehem v'yagu kama yegios biyamim ubalelos lahavin omek milehem uplios deosehem. To understand v'maskama azos nechavin al derech emes v'idias haTorah. Follow them, and through them, well, we will be able to understand the Torah. V'zula zeh em nispata achem achshavoseinu v'anias daitenu lo nislach lakol. And if not, we're not going to be successful. We're not going to be successful, and that's Lo Sasur, v'chulu, and he continued. They said, what if they're wrong? The Chinuch has the important line. V'tov lisbol ta'us echad, v'yiu hakol misurim tachas daitam atov tamid. Better to suffer, so to speak, to bear one mistake, and we're all under their words always, v'lo she'yase kol echad v'echad kefi daito. Not have to have everybody do whatever they want. Shebazeh yechurban hadas. That would be the destruction of our religion. V'chiluk lev ha'am v'hefsid ha'uma legamre. That would be the end of the nation. And even so, even with Lo Sasser, we have so many different minhagim and so many different versions and things. But there are basics. You know, 90% of what we do is the same, right? All tefillin and all matzah and all shatnez and 90% of what we do. The 10% gets a lot of publicity of the differences, but really it's mostly the same, and that's what Rabbi Shimon says here, that we can't allow these shiurim of as long as there's moisture in the ground, because that's just going to lead to different different practices that are not good for the religion. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, objective shiurim, right? And this is, even his words allude to the fact that he's arguing on the first opinion too. Like the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no machlokas b'sharim and b'silal. Everybody agrees to the objective opinions. Ma bein stei alav and l'stei al ilan. So why is it that a white field, the grain field, you have to stop earlier? You have to stop Pesach, while the stei ilan you have all the way until Shavuos. Why is it? So the Gemara says, and we have to figure out exactly what the Gemara means. Again, we're going to go with the pshat of the some of the mafarshim. Stei halavan ad al yedei shu asid lazaran kitchila tzorach shadei alecha kayemes. By a stei halavan, the white field needs a lot of ground moisture in order to plant there. So already Pesach time. But already Pesach time, when the rains have ended, the moisture starts drying up, you can't plant in those. So any type of work will clearly be for the following year. Because you need so much moisture in the ground to plant for the grain and for the vegetables, so if you're working the land now, you know, after Pesach, then it's pretty clear that you're doing that for the following year, and that's why it's not allowed. Avestei ha'ilan, ayideshi, netua mikvar, eino tzarach shihei rov alecha kayemes. But by a stei ilan, which you don't need as much moisture, so even later in the year, you could be planting, and it's really for the sixth year, and therefore, you have a later shear. The shear is until Shavuos. Again, remember, this is all at the time before Rabbi Gamliel, before Bizman Hazeh, before it was changed. Right? Whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan, we learned earlier, Bizman Hazeh, there is no Tosefes, and we just go by the din of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now the Mishnah lists off numerous activities, about 17 or so activities, which are mutter during Tosefes Shvius. Sometimes this will be because they're mutter even during Shemitah, they're only Rabbanan. And Chazal, remember we said, only the four are included Daraisa, as we said earlier. Or, the other heter would be, because all of these activities in Tosafos are for sixth-year fruit. And if it's for the sixth-year fruit, then it's also allowed. So let's see. And the Mishnah and the Gemara doesn't explicate each one to know exactly what the Svara is, but it's one of those two Svaras, as the Mefarshim explained. Mizablin, fertilizing. What is that to fertilize? Uma Adrin, or hoe. Or ho, b'mikshos u'b'mizlos ad Rosh Hashanah. Right, the mikshos, these melons and gourds, until Rosh Hashanah. Mizablin, fine, that's durabanan, fertilizing, that's not included in Zeria or Zemira. Ma'adrin, hoeing. Hoeing, what's a hoe? You dig in the ground and make it soft. That sounds like Harisha. That sounds like Harisha. It's Harisha d'araisa. So if you look in the Rash here, the Rash Bishads, says that... it is like a Harisha, but isn't Harisha Daraisa, according to a number of Rishonim? So he says there are different levels of Harisha. He says, certain malachos, even if they're Daraisa, if they're done for the tzarech of the Perish Shishis, is Muteras, as we said, and this is being done for the tzarech of the sixth year, right? But keeping the ground soft so things could grow properly that you already planted. And that's why it's going to be Mutter, even though it's Daraisa during Shemitah, but during Tosefes, it would be Mutter as well. Also, irrigated fields need extra work. Fields that don't just rely on rainwater, where you have to bring the water up, those also require work late in the year. Miyablin, if there is an extra bump or a wart type of growth on the tree, you want to cut it off. Umefarkin, the farkin is removing leaves that are making weighing down on the tree. Uma avkin, and putting a type of avak, right, covering the revealed roots with dust. Uma ashnin ad Rosh Hashanah, and smoking different areas, putting smoke on different areas of the tree that might have gotten infected or protection until Rosh Hashanah. Again, all of these are derabanan l'chora. Rabbi Shimon Omer, avnotu lo sa'ol ben ashkol b'shvias, even during Shemitah. Even during Shemitah, one is allowed to remove many trees that are weighing down. We're going to get back to that in a minute, but let's just finish first. Misaklin. Misaklin. Sometimes Hebrew words can mean davar vehipucho. It can mean, misaklin can mean sokal, to stone someone, or it can mean remove stones. Sometimes the same word means opposite. So here, you can remove stones to make things grow better. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Mekarsimin. Mekarsimin is removing, again, heavy, cutting off, I'm sorry, mekarsimin is cutting off dry branches. Mizard is cutting off heavy, wet branches. Umefaslin, taking off any type of psoles. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Yet all of these pashas are derabanan; they're not one of the four, and therefore they're mutter until Rosh Hashanah in Tosefes. Rabbi Shua, we'll see. The Gemara is going to explain these machlokos. Kizeruda ukibisula shal chamishis, Keshel Shishas. Rabbi Yeshua says, just like, the Marafolda explains, just like the thinning of the fifth year trees could continue into the sixth year, because it's really for a need, so too, the sixth year trees, you could continue to thin them in the seventh year. Right, because you're really doing it for the sixth year produce. So you can continue doing it, just like the fifth year you can continue it to the sixth year you can continue it to the seventh year. We'll see Rabbi Yeshua is the most meiko. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is going to be the most machmer, as the Gemara will explain. As long as I could work the tree, I could thin it. We'll have to see exactly what his shita is. There's a discussion, and for gardeners, this is important to know, this discussion, about mowing the lawn during Shemitah. Mowing the lawn during Shemitah. So what is the halacha? If you look in Rav Asher Weiss, has a siman about this, it is safer on Shemitah. Siman Lamin. Kisuach Deshe Bishvias. So you got a shayla, is he allowed to? Why? What's the issue? So we're going to learn. Within the world of Durabanans, we already mentioned this, you're allowed to do things to save what's there. You're not allowed to do things to make things grow better. But what if you're doing something that does both? It does both. So the gardener explained, and we have some gardeners sitting here who could help us out. Right, according to him, he wants to mow the lawn. Why? The ikker mowing the lawn is to make it look nice. L'shmar al ayofi. But it's also chiyuni l'shmar al echuto. If you don't cut the grass, so then the quality, let's say you just let the grass grow for a year, the quality of the grass is going to be ruined if it's not taken care of. Im ki ima esev gadal pera ein ar hashemesh magia l'sharashav. Right, the sun is not going to get to the roots. V'ha esev misyabesh, and it's going to get dried out. Acha kisuach yesh bo gamto elas l'maleh karacha shebedesha. But also, if you cut it down like you usually do, so then even the places without grass, the roots will be able to spread out and fill in some of those places. Ki kasha mechaschim oso milamala hasharashim notim latzmiach esev v'mekom hashalot samchu mikedem. So the question is, so what do you do here? It has both reasons. It helps you out, and it makes it look nice, and even grow in places that doesn't have grass, which would be usur, if that's the only reason, but it also saves the quality of the grass. So he goes through three pages, and he ends up saying that it is mutter, if you have both of these svaras, and the first source that he quotes is our Mishnah. He quotes this Mefarkin. He quotes these Mefarkin, Ma'avkin, Ma'ashter, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shimon, and he talks about the svaras that the Rishami is going to bring up when you have two different svaras, and he quotes the Chazon Ish and others, so he thinks here that it would be mutter. He says as long as, it's mutter as long as the grass starts off healthy. If the grass starts off healthy, so then you want to keep it healthy. Kasher Adesha, Einenobar, what if the grass is just like, you know, Nebuch and not really strong grass? Anyway, to begin with, so then you think it will be a problem. Because then so much of your kavan is just to make it better. He assumes that would be mutter. But again, he starts off by talking about our Mishnah a little bit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time. L'shvias daf tes.